cheesing. Just cheesing.
She said stand by. I was doing a couple of things, you know, and then I made it in time before the standby. Oh, my goodness. Hello, you guys. Welcome to The Perspective. My name is Raylene Inez.
And I'm Destiny Denise.
And welcome back to The Perspective. Okay, so what's going on with you, Destiny? How was your week this week?
My week was good. Once again, it's been hot. I've been trying to beat the heat. Because, you know, I got my hair laid. And I don't do good with humidity and, you know, all of that moisture in the air. So I be avoiding it at all costs.
Black girl problems.
I be avoiding it. No. That's not black girl problems, because I heard a white girl in Walmart talking about how her hair was frizzing up. I'm like, see, we be so trying to chase the standard and flat iron our hair. Hell, their hair don't even be flat all the time.
I never knew that. I thought
She's like, Mom, I need some anti-frizz conditioner. It's really humid outside.
Anti-frizz conditioner.
I'm like, anti-frizz?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Never heard of that.
Me neither.
But other than that, like, I've just been, you know, trying to push what I really been trying to do, like, as far as my goals. You know, I told y'all I'm 5 by 30, 5 businesses by 30. So I'm trying to be on that path and plant the seeds now while I'm young so they can
absolutely
grow and develop into the big, grand ideas that, you know, have always been in my head. You know, trying to do some modeling gigs. I have a test shoot tomorrow, so
okay,
hopefully I'll book the gig. Get some money, get your shmoney like Cardi B.
But, hey, yeah. you channeled her. Because I remember you looked at me crazy last time. I was like, but I love... Good for you.
But how was your week?
My week was really good. Besides work, you know, work takes a toll on anyone. I had a really good work week this week. My week has been regular smegular. This Tuesday, we had an interesting week earlier in the week when we went to shout outs to Bad Luck and Baju for having us on, you know, with them, local astronauts on Bad Luck's podcast called The Cookout. And we were
fire tacos.
It was
the cooked during, like, their podcast. Like, it was
a cookout. Like, and we had turkey tacos. And it was fire. And it was one big taco, and that's all you needed. It was so good. So shout out to you guys over there in Mid City. How did you like the podcast? Like,
I loved it. It was right up her alley. But it was something new for me because I'm a person that's based on structure. Like, I'm real, like, OCD about my life. Like, if I had the time to coordinate, like, with sticky notes and all that, I would. But I just put it all in my head. I'm not that type of person that needs organization, like, physically. I do it all in my head. But to see that, how the difference between the different formats, it was real fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I enjoyed you guys' podcast. I hope that one day we can collab and do something like that again. But I love the podcast. I love the conversation, the free flow of it, and it was just really fun to just let loose and be yourself on. Like, I'm not saying I'm not hitting myself on here, guys. I'm not gonna say that. But it was real loose to just be on the other side of the mic, and, you know, you being the one being interviewed. It's so much fun because you just get to be like, and blah blah blah,
and you know, and yeah,
we was preaching on that show.
Mm-hmm. We don't preach on our show,
but we was just having fun with his topics. Shout out to Bad Luck and his topics and the things that he talked about on his show. It was real fun, and you know, that's kind of like what we're doing on this show today. So we thank you. Shout out to Bad Luck once again. You kind of inspired us to really just have a flow of conversation and just see where the conversation goes with us, because you about to really see the difference between Destiny and I. In some of our shows, you'll see that we really kind of like somewhat agree.
In the majority of our shows, we like some double mint twins. We're like, yeah, girl.
But you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you guys know this right now. Me and Destiny prep at two totally different times of the day. So that's crazy how we have that with each other. Because I'll be like, damn, I put that on my paper too. What the fuck? Like, I'll be like,
we come up with the topics together, but then we go home and let really, it simmer. Yeah.
And we just start writing what we feel. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny how, like, we really come up with the same answers.
But yeah, we not double mint twins today.
We totally gonna be opposite, straight up. Like, y'all about to really see.
And it took for us to be on someone else's podcast for me to notice that. I'm like, wow, like, we were really, like, yin and yang. And I think that's why we're so good on the show together. That's why we balance each other, because of our differences. We compare and contrast in a lot of many different ways. And, you know, you guys are going to get to see that on our show today.
So, this week, besides the podcast that I enjoyed this week, we also went out that evening. And some crazy things happened that evening.
Some crazy things.
I'm not gonna put it that way. I'm instigating right now. Not no crazy things. But what I mean by crazy is more so kind of like some interesting things was moving in that motherfucker.
Moving and grooving.
It was interesting, kind of like things that happened. Woo! I'm gonna go first.
Yeah, you go first.
So, okay, let me set up my live, because I said that we was going to go live on Instagram.
We're going live, baby.
So, we kind of want our viewers on our Instagrams to kind of see what we do.
Right.
Like, I know you guys kind of see what behind the scenes with, like, our Snapchats and our Instas and stuff like that. And when you guys actually tune in. But, you know, we're going to really give y'all a taste of this raw talent that we do, which is talking shit. And I love it so much. Not necessarily talking about, I'm going to rephrase that. Not talking down about people, but talking shit as far as, like, your perspective wise. Follow? Alrighty then. Okay.
Alrighty then.
So.
She's so annoying for this. Like, she could have been set up her live and had it ready, rock steady, like I got mine ready for the show.
Okay, so we're officially live now, once again. I'm so annoying. I know.
She know. She's unprepared, and that's what I mean by structure. I'm the one that has the structure that's
I
real.
I was talking.
You was talking.
I was talking.
You was like, so,
While I was telling about the story and everything, I can't multitask. I gotta do one thing at a time. I gotta talk to the viewers. Yeah, y'all. Okay, now it's time for me to get the live story. Oh. Blase Blue. Hey, y'all, we got one viewer.
Okay, you can't talk to the live viewers and talk to them at the same time.
See, like, I told you, I can't do two things at once. So we gonna, like, see this how this is gonna just work for today.
You're annoying. Hi, Corey. Go!
Corey, wait.
We're supposed to be freelancing. We're supposed to be talking about the party. What happened at Tuesday?
All right, so I'm about to tell y'all. So, okay, so we in the club, right? I'm dancing. Everything was cool. Like, I had a great time. Shout out to Take Flight and DJ Get Your Money for that. I really had time. It brought me back to my days, for real.
Sorry.
So,
you said boom gang, nigga.
Hey!
Squat it. Okay, we got it.
All right, okay, so, anywho, we at the party, we dancing. I'm having a good time.
Right.
And it's so funny, because you know how, like, you deal with somebody, and then, like, whoever you deal with, like, they friend is in the building.
So, your boo friend was in the building.
Best friend.
Oh, so.
So, I was like.
So, was you wilding? Was you wilding when you
No, I wasn't wilding. No, I was like, hey, bitch, gave her a hug.
Oh, it was a girl.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Oh, so your boo got, okay, so yeah, that's kind of. So,
yeah.
I don't know how you feel about, do you really, some people don't like their significant other having an opposite sex best friend.
I'm totally okay with it.
You know, because some people, I remember I was dating.
It's all about trust at the end of the day.
Like, I remember I was dating someone and they was like, no, you cannot have a male best friend. Like, that's out. No.
Really? But I was listening. Like, who told you that, though? Like,
I'm not about to. I'm not saying, actually, tell, but. You just said who.
Okay,
who
asked me? Not literally.
Okay.
But.
What? No, he Why really. He no, that? Like, Roche, he said that I don't mess with that. Like, that's not something that I basically trust. And I'm like, okay, but that, it, to me, it seemed like a deep rooted, you know, of your past. A lot of people are hurt. Like, that's how a lot of people operate. That's how a lot of people are able to set up rules and shit for themselves.
I just want to let the viewers see that we is just, you know,
that you're not talking to yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, You made me forget my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Oh, but that's how people, you know, set up rules for themselves. Like, oh, no, like, my ex-girl hurt her dude, her best, she was messing with her boy best friend.
Oh,
so
wow.
So now I don't date nobody with, you know, a boy best friend. I'm just like, that's childish. Like, and it's, I had to think about it in that sense because I used to be the one, like, I dated someone that had a child, and I don't have any kids. So he did something, you know, and the situation, you know, surrounded the child. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not dating nobody else with kids no more. Like, you got kids, you got to go. But then I had to realize that that was kind of immature of me because not every situation was like is going to be like the one that I was in.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Not every situation is different. Yeah, every situation is different. So I feel like to place limits on yourself or surrounding different things when it comes to relationships, you limit yourself back.
Absolutely.
From really finding that one. I know I got totally off topic. We was talking about getting ratchet in the club. Go.
All right. So back to the ratchets I was talking about. So back to this ratchetness. So I'm in the club fucking it up. Like, right. And I look and I see her. But I'm not no weird person. Like, I go, I say hi. It's nothing like that. But, so we in the club, we getting ratchet, I'm having fun, you feel me? And a couple of things happened that night. Nothing involving any people. It does involve people, but it's so funny how the guys that I had a big crush on in middle school and a big crush on in high school was both in there. Like, when I tell you, I was like, luckily, like, I was kind of like Angelica.
Ooh.
I was Angelica, like, Hey Arnold, like, had these secret, like, obsessions with people, and they would never know.
So but that's not Angelica. That's Helga off Hey Arnold.
Oh, there we
that
go.
That is not Angelica.
Angelica Helga.
That is Helga.
It
you
had
crazy.
A G in it.
It had a what?
A G. Angelica Helga. Get it?
No. G. G. A. C. C. A. Or C. U. H. If you the cover red. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh my God. Okay. So, Helga. There we go. I was saying Angelica from Rugrats. I don't know why I was thinking about Rugrats.
I don't know either. And I don't know why I didn't connect the two when you was talking about that.
I don't know what. So, you know I'm missing a few screws. It's anywho. Cool. So,
it's all
anywho. So, I'm kind of like Helga. And I used to just love, I just thought they were just so cute. And it was both in there. And it's so funny because I seen both of them right before we left the club.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
you got their numbers?
I got one number.
Oh, shit.
But it's not even on that type of time. It's just genuinely for catching up. Like, seriously, because I got a bone to pick with this particular
I'm trying
one.
To catch up. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I got his number because I have a bone to pick with him.
What kind of bone? Why? Put it out there. Why you got a bone to pick with him?
Because, nigga, you ain't. He hurt my feelings.
How did he hurt your feelings?
Because he played me so left. Like, and I feel like this is the opportunity to let people know, like, what they did to me in my past that really hurt me.
Closure. True.
Exactly. Definitely. So it's not even on that type of time. And I knew that, like, you know, with this particular person, like,
I just gotta show y'all. This is who's talking.
Hi guys.
Raylene, and this is our show.
But anyway,
stopped it.
Sorry. I did get his number, but it wasn't even to, like, get on, like, hey, yeah, none of that. It's more so like, hey, motherfucker, you hurt me. Like, I want to let you know that. Like, you hurt me. And you need to understand what you did to my self-esteem, what you did. And it's like, oh, you let that go. It's high school. It's this. But I feel like I've never voiced anything. Like, people got to understand, like, I've never voiced anything throughout my entire life. I've always been passive and I've always been quiet.
Right.
I've never had this voice, and it took a while for me to understand that I have a voice and I need to use it. So I'm going to use it when I see him and tell him, like, hey, bro, like, you hurt my feelings. Like, you knew I liked you. You knew it was hard for me. Like, I used to, like,
you just told him this now.
I know I did. If he's listening, who knows if he know about the show, but if you are, you know who you are.
You hurt me.
But, I mean, I just want him to understand that, like, you know that I liked you, and you knew that I wanted this, like, whole high school. I was so such a hopeless romantic, man.
Hey, ain't nothing with being a hopeless, wrong with being a hopeless romantic.
I still am. Like, I love so hard.
I love,
like,
the idea of love.
Even my, like, imaginary love. Like, the ones I be Helga over. That's what I called it. Like, Helga over. The ones I used to have, like.
That's crazy. That's sick. You keep referring to yourself as a low-key child stalker. Like, that little heifer was a child stalker. Then had the nerve to be mean and exert her negative
but
energy
the thing,
on the poor little Arnold.
Football head.
Like, but that, you know what? That reminds me of the situation that I'm in right now. Like, somebody is Helga-ing me. I feel like they're being mean to me on purpose, but they're really obsessed with me. Like, I know you love me.
And
like,
I told you that because I got the Helga symptoms, bro. That I know
you crazy got too. That's what you're saying? Because you're sick too? Because that's what the Helga is. Like, you're sick and crazy just like him.
No, but here's the thing. Helga was mean. Like, I was nice. And I used to let it be known, like, I like you. Like, I like you.
I like you. I like you. I like you. And you went home and obsessed too?
No, I know. No. In my head, I used to think, like, I used to do, like,
used to write their names down.
Yeah, I used to write their names
down. That's going home and obsessing.
No, it will be not at home. It'll be because it was too much nosiness in my house, so I could never do that type of
thing. Oh, you was one of them?
So I was in school.
I was one of them too. I had to do that in school.
It would be in school. Like, when the teacher talking, I used to be like, me and this ain't gonna grow up and have kids together one day.
Oh, you was daydreaming like that?
I was really, because I feel like this is what messes me up in relationships. I start thinking above infinity and beyond. And
somebody told me I was living in a fantasy land. Somebody told me that too. Like, you think life's a fairy tale. Like, I was like, yeah, I do think life's a fairy tale. And I'm going to get my own little fairy tale happy ending. I'm going to be like Peter Pan in this bit. Like, and I'm gonna have my, you know, my happily ever after. Like,
we gonna get it.
It's nothing wrong with having your perfect, your vision or your version of, you know, your happy ending. I feel like, because I've been reading this book called The Secret, and it's all about the law of attraction and the law of abundance and manifesting the things that you really want in your life. Money related, career wise, relationship wise, health wise, and you internally. So a part of that is thinking big. Thinking, visualizing yourself, having those visions of you in that new car, having that vision of you with your man. Like, I created a vision board and I got a couple on there because I want love. I'm trying to manifest some love in here, okay? So,
amen.
I got the little couple sitting on the couch eating the popcorn, watching the football game. Like, I don't even watch football, but I watch it for you, boo. That's how I feel. Like,
I feel like that when I was 18. But, like, basketball players, I was like that. Like, I could not stand basketball, but when I was dating men who
but yeah,
was
like, when
in
it
basketball,
comes
I was
to,
like that.
You know, that part of thinking big and having that fairy tale, that's good. You're envisioning yourself doing, you know,
that, yeah.
That and having
and that's
that,
why
that
I said
guy that.
Back a few shows, I used to really, like, make paper rings and wanted to be married because I seen myself in the dress walking down the aisle with my dad on some, like, I know in my mind I'm going to get married. Like, that's a priority for me. I stand strongly behind that, and I know that's something that I want. If it's not marriage, even though I genuinely want that, I want a really good companionship with someone.
So, do you think that you're okay with not being married? That not being the...
Yes.
You're okay with
that? I'm okay with it. I'm not going to be moping around sad if I don't never get that ring. But I do want... Yes, a paper ring. I used to make paper rings. Like... Somebody with a paper ring? Yes. You know... As a kid, I've always envisioned myself being married, so I used to make little papers.
So, okay, so if you always envisioned yourself, why limit yourself? Why?
I'm not limiting
you
myself.
You just said, I always envisioned myself being married. You went as far as doing crazy stuff, like I said, you're crazy, and making paper rings and envisioning you're married. So why now that you're grown and we're in that stage of, you know, getting to know people and marriage, people are getting married, you're saying... I'm okay with not getting married.
No.
What changed from, I'm asking, I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm asking, what changed from that little girl that was making the paper rings to, I just want a companion like a dog? Okay, not no. referencing men to dogs, even though some of you are. I'm just saying, like,
here's my thing. Is I want to get married. That's something that I do want, and I think that's an actual goal for myself. But I don't know. I feel like this is a part of me having fear. I just be so
let
scared.
It go. Like Keisha Cole say, let it go.
Like, dang, like what if the man I always think like, what if the man I fall in love with don't want to be married?
Wait. You can't think like that.
And then it's just like,
that's a part of what I was reading in the law, The Secret. Y'all need to really go cop that book, read the DVD. I mean, read the DVD. Cop
read
that book,
the DVD.
Or watch the DVD.
Or read watch the DVD.
Shut up. Watch the DVD.
You don't have moments like that. So I have to like put that in my head.
Or
she
why?
Just said read the
Stop.
DVD. Okay, I'm done.
But it really teaches you to stop thinking like that, to turn that off, because as long as you're putting that thought out in your head and saying it out loud, it's sending signals up to the source to then give you what you want.
Okay, well, I don't want that. I take it back. I don't want that then. Like, I don't want that. I want my man to, like, really want to have a marriage with me, and we gonna rock it out and, you know, forever do to death do us part. That's
right,
what I want.
Right.
I want to be buried next to my husband. When we
oh, y'all want, you want plots and all
I
that.
I want all that. Like, I really want that because I want
okay,
to
then put that out there. Don't say I'm okay with not
future,
being married.
To the future of my kids and my grandkids and my great grandkids to come, that they great grandmother or they great 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 grandmother had a strong foundation.
That
and
was
I
a
want,
strong black woman.
And I want them to understand, like, this, that is all about this right here. Like, for
what
real.
Is that?
Being stuck together forever.
Bruh, I was waiting for you. You just put your hands up like this.
To be like
what is this?
For y'all to be one, to literally be yin and yang, for y'all to really be intertwined as one.
See how I got you
and
talking
that's
now?
That's what it is.
See how I got you talking now?
I ain't
at
got
first
a
you limited
for
yourself.
Nothing.
At first you were saying, no, it's okay. I'm okay with not
Cause
being
I'm
married.
Because I'm scared. Because
don't be scared. Don't allow
really,
fear
I'm,
into
I'm
what
real,
you got
I'm not
going.
Fearful.
Because like I explained to you, once you allow fear in one part of your life, it domino affects other parts of your life, whether you believe it or not. You feeling fearful that you're not gonna get that job, you're not gonna get that job,
right.
And it's gonna affect other parts of your life because you didn't get that job. So, you know, when people hear bad news, it creates a domino effect of having bad emotions or bad energy towards, you know, other people or other things, other scenarios, and it's a cycle. So
yeah,
you gotta cut it. Stop being fearful. Like,
absolutely,
let it come to you.
I will eventually.
If it happen, it happen. But don't block it by saying you're scared.
Okay, I'm
because you know
put
you
that
want
out.
It.
Because you know what? Somebody did tell me yesterday. He said that every woman that he like dealt with, like relationship wise and dating, he said specifically, like, if we be together for this amount of years, he said 2 years, he said, if I have a good steady relationship with you for 2 years and we've really, you know, like, he was like saying pretty much like how the relationship is, like, yeah, we're gonna have our problems, but if we really work through them and we really push as one, he was like, I'll put a ring on your finger. And I'm like, wow, for real? Like, that's how you think and that's how you was with every woman? He's like, I swear to God, with every woman that I dealt with. And I kind of learned something new about that person. Like, he wants that too. So I never knew that until we really had a conversation about it. And I'm just like, wow. So there is. So I am gonna stop doing that. You just see.
Girl, I be reading,
and
I
told you I wanted to read that book too.
You block your blessing, whether you're spiritual, religious. You block whatever it is that your creator is trying to send to you. You're blocking it. You can't pray on something, but you're still worried. You can't. You know,
I'd be so scared because I feel like
that it's impossible. Although I taught, you know, I talk a lot about spiritualness. Like, it's connected all across the board.
Oh, I cannot wait to get out.
Put it in that mental work behind it. Like, and mental work, in my opinion, is way more challenging than physical.
It is, absolutely.
Because you are your biggest enemy. You're your biggest doubter. That psychological aspect of thinking, like how I was explaining to Raylene, makeup, for example. Women... As certain women, I see they get hooked and addicted to makeup because they don't like what they look like without it. Now, to me, I'm a type of person, I like to get in your mind. So that what that makes me think, you have looked at yourself so much in the mirror with this makeup on, you've developed a permanent picture of how you're supposed to look or how you think you look. Wow. So when you look at yourself in the mirror without that makeup, it becomes, this is not who I see in my mind. So I need to change that. So that's where the makeup, and you have to keep buying and putting it on and putting it on and putting it on because you're fearful of what you look like without it. And putting it in a social media sense, when you post a picture without any makeup, you know, you're scared of what people are going to think, or you're scared because you don't get enough likes on the picture, or so you will delete it, versus a picture with full face makeup, oh, it's blowing up, you beautiful, and that gives you your confidence. So that makes you, in turn, keep the makeup on. When no, take that shit off. Love your skin. Love it.
Love you. But anyways, back to the ratchetness.
Oh my gosh, I just gave a perfect, like, loving message about life and women loving their skin. She said, back to the ratchetness.
Because I wouldn't be me if I wasn't talking about it. Like,
you ratchet. That was like life lessons with Des type. Like, I'm going to get my own spinoff, you know? That's just what that is, because I just see how this is. I'm going to get a spinoff like Kim did with the Parkers. I'm going to just get my own spinoff. It's cool. I'm going to probably still be a part of the perspective, but, you know, check out my spiritual stuff. Like,
why not?
Perspective, we could be
ratchet together.
This is my residence.
You know, everybody get up and cuff and fuck it up when they do this, right? And they do that little leg thing. They know what I'm talking about.
I don't twerk, so.
You know, like, when you in the club, yo, you hear that.
Show.
I'm not going to show.
You're not going to show? You're not going to show the twerk? Okay. All right.
Or should I?
You don't have to.
No, I'm not. Because I ain't got no clothes on.
Right. She's highly exposed, Raylene. I forgot to tell y'all that today. She's hot. You know the singer, her? I came up an acronym for her. Highly exposed Raylene, because she ain't got no clothes on today.
I looked at her. Some shorts.
I said, you ain't got no clothes. Like,
what's going on? It's hot outside.
Like, it's hot outside. But anyways. Oh, back to the ratchetness. Okay, I want to talk about my experience.
Yeah, that's why I said let's get back to the ratchetness. Let's talk about your side. Like, what happened to you in the club, girl?
Okay, so at the Taco Tuesday, I'm in there, you know, minding my business, you know, doing me. And it just so happens, you know, I have some, like, old little things in there, like, people that
don't you hate when that happens?
Dealt with in the past. So I'm thinking in my head, like, all right, boom, game time. Gotta, because I'm gonna break it down for y'all. Two of those people, I kind of had not bad endings, but kind of not good way to dead a situation, so to speak. So I'm thinking, I'm a person, I need closure in order to move on. Like, if I don't know why we ended, or I don't know why something fell out, friend, family wise, all across the board, I'm gonna ask, you know, I'm gonna want to know why something fell out. So two of those guys, I was, you know, trying to work the room, like, you know, do me. Like, I ain't gonna even pay him no attention. Like, I'ma just, you know, be cute, and because I was looking good. You know, I always look cute, but I was looking good. So I'm like, you know, I'ma just play it cool. So I go outside. We taking a little smoke break or whatever, and one of them come outside. Boom. I'm like, bruh, what? Like, this is how it all started. I'm like, damn. Like, so he goes, he sits down. I'm like, fuck. Like, why? Because this is the one, that ex we had, like, the way that we ended, like, it was like he was immature, like, all across the board. Like, when it came to your goals, what you want to do, where you want to be, like, thing like that. So I saw, you know, that we weren't gonna, you know, be anything. We weren't gonna elevate to something more than, you know, what we already were. So I just decided to end it. But he comes, and I'm gonna give y'all a little tea. So after we stopped, like, you know, dealing with each other or whatever, well, technically he's my ex, but we were only together a month. I don't really like counting that, but I'm gonna count it. We gonna be grown. That was my ex for that's my ex. So after the fact, after we broke up, quote unquote, I found out that later down the line, this fool had a kid. Brand new baby. Like a baby, y'all. A baby. A baby. So I'm thinking, I start calculating, like, okay, bitches be pregnant for 9 months. My calculation serves me that, oh, girl was pregnant when me and him was together.
Wow.
So he, like,
he is trifling.
He like, no, like, it was after you. I said, who do you think I am? Do you think my name is Boo Boo the Fool and I was born yesterday, 6 pounds, 2 ounces? No, like, I'm not the one or the two. So I'm like, what? Like, oh, no. And mind you, y'all, he's trying to ask me for a second chance. All in the same sentence. Like, how can you fix your mouth to tell me, yeah, I got a kid now. Yeah, or I want a second chance. What? After I didn't calculate it that you
I would have slapped you.
I'm looking at him like, wow.
I would have slapped the taste out your mouth.
I was so, like, confused. I was so confused, y'all. Boom. So he come or whatever. We chat. Raylene did this on purpose. So we go sit down. It wasn't no room, really, to sit around the couches and smoke. So it's me, her, our friend Kirsten. We about to go smoke. We about to go sit down. He's sitting there. I try to move on the other side so I don't have to sit next to him. Raylene bounces over, so I have to sit next to him. And I just look at her like, wow. So I sit down. I got my little...
I was cold for doing that.
I'm trying to look cute with it. Then he like, so how you been? I've been fabulous. Like, you know, I've been great. You know, I done flipped my hair a few times, put it behind my ear. He like, yeah. I'm like, what about you? Yeah, just take care of my daughter. That's cool. Good for you, daddy of the year. But... so that was real. I got up real quick, threw that away. Moving on to the next dude, the bachelor number two. This was a dude that I was, you know, dating or whatever you want to call it, talking to, getting to know, however. I'm gonna break it down. I don't really let y'all into my love life, so I'm gonna let y'all in today. So I was talking to him, right? And he was like, oh, you know, he asked me, this is what, I'm going to explain something to y'all. When I'm dating someone, I like for us to set our intentions right at the beginning. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you're looking for. So we're not wasting each other's time, because you don't want to waste each other. Like, time wasted, you can't get that back. Like,
for real.
So it's like, why even go down that path, you know, when you could already dead it? So we had this conversation, y'all. He asked me what I want. Y'all know, like, the Drake song, I ask you what you need, you say guarantee. I told him that. I'm like, I need guarantee that you're going to be consistent. That's it. Just be consistent with me. Consistent in your effort, consistent in, you know, really trying to get to know me, not plan and, you know, and also not just trying to lay up with me and just trying to get my body. Like, if you really trying to get to know me, take the time out to get to know me. Because like I said earlier, my mental workout is challenging. So to get into someone else's head is really challenging. And that's what's the downfall of dating. People don't take the time to get into the head. It's too difficult, so they rather not just do it. It's easier to get access to the body. It's right there. It's in the flesh. Boom, let's do it. Versus that inside, I don't know what the hell is going on up there.
For real.
So it's difficult. So me and him are having this conversation. He agreeing, just how Raylene agreeing. Like, yeah, I could give you consistency because that's the same thing I'm looking for. Yeah. Hoorah. Right? I'm like, yes. Like, finally, somebody that on the same page as me is, thank you, Lord. I've been praying to the universe for me to get, you know, somebody that's going to be on that same page. Bullshit. He lied, y'all. Because, listen.
She said, bullshit, he lied.
Listen. Okay, so, I'm a person, we were talking about this on the cookout. Women, we know we have women's intuition. We know in our gut when something is off.
For real.
You can, no matter where you hide, no matter where you run, you can never outrun a woman's intuition.
You can never do that.
We know. We might not could put our finger right on it, but if we got our finger on the proximity, okay?
It's somewhere in that perimeter. Like,
we know. So I'm speaking of knowing, I'm knowing that something is off. I'm like, bro, been acting weird. Like, he just not really, you know, on that type of time with me. Like, I feel like I'm being thirsty over him. I'm keeping it 100. Like, I'm hitting you. Like, you're not hitting me back. I'm like, well, damn. Like, I thought we was, you know, I thought we was rocking. So I addressed this. He's like, yeah, we gonna talk. Like, but I feel like we should have this talk in person. Whoop de whoop whoop whoop. Yada yada yada. Like, yeah, all right, for sure. Yeah, we can talk in person. I like that. Like, I dig your adultingness. Like, she said, I don't even know if that's a word, but I dig it. Like, you grown about the situation, you want to talk about it in person. Because I don't really like talking about it over text anyways, because people's demeanor, tone, and words get misconstrued versus hearing it right from their mouth. You're able to understand and you're able to ask questions versus looking at text. What the fuck going off on somebody? So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, we're going to talk about it in person. 2 weeks later, SpongeBob voice. Still ain't heard from bro. I'm like, oh, damn, Lord. Like, you live 7 minutes away from me. Why haven't we had this conversation yet? Like, what's going on? So I'm thinking, okay, I'm not a priority. And what I mean by priority, I don't mean by number one, two, or three. Like, I'm cool with being number six on your priority list. I know you got shit to do. But when I'm like number 12, when I gotta take a number, when I put on standby, I don't appreciate it. Like, and that's how I felt. I was put on standby. Like, so I hit him up. I address it. Finally, y'all, I'm like, you know what? I'm cool. Like, I'm not even tripping. You know how we do. You know how females are. You know how we hit them with the I'm cools. I ain't tripping. But I really had to tell him, like, you know, like, because look, this is how he hit me. He said, I said, why did you tell me we was going to have this conversation? And and that's another thing he told me, y'all. Oh, yeah, I'm still interested. I'm really trying to get to know you. So I'm like, why would you tell me all of this? And then you go ghost and, like, what's up? I thought, you know, I thought we was grown about the situation. This fool going to tell me, oh, well, I wasn't sure at first, but now I'm sure what I want to do.
And what is that?
But you didn't tell me. You didn't come to Daphne and tell that, like, you just dropped off the face of the earth, bro. So I'm like, all right, hands up. I'm cool. I'm good. Bye. And I was like, it's cool. And then I left his, and then I stopped talking to him. But then I thought about something, and then I went back and texted him again. I said, you know what? That's not cool. Don't do females like that.
She, like, had to bring the feminism out of her.
I had to go back and tell him, like, that's not cool. Because I'm the type, I'd be like, you know, it's cool. I'm not tripping. Bye. But I have to really tell him, like, that's not cool. Like, you don't.
Because we really have feelings,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, we have feelings. But it's also, like, don't say one thing and then do another. Like, actions speak louder than words. If you're telling a female, like, you know, oh, yeah, I'm looking for this, X, Y, Z, and I want 1, 2, and 3. But you're doing the total opposite. It just, it throws everything off.
Keep it.
And it makes us in turn look crazy. Because we're calling you out on it and we're addressing. I'm the type, I'm addressing every issue. Even with my friends, I'll be like, what's up? Like, you got an issue? Like, let's talk about it. Like, and sometimes we clash, but it happens. You need that. You need to go fight through it and be able to, that's a part of being able to communicate and being an effective communicator, is being able to get through challenging conversations, because not every conversation is going to be a walk in the park. It's not going to be easy.
Never.
So, boom, I see him, y'all. Pop up, I slide up on him at the bar. Like, what's the deal? He like, oh, hey, like, how you been? Drink, please. Like, I'm not interested in trying, so I'm working the room, y'all. So then I see my last little, you know, whatever you want to call. So he pop up like, what's up? Like, so mind you, y'all, I'm thinking this last third encounter is gonna go like the rest. Like, they, you know, we do say our what's ups and keep it moving. Like, y'all fucked up, bye. This dude, we dated or whatever, but I just felt like he wasn't aggressive enough. Like, he was too laid back. And I called him out on it, like, yo, like, like, you don't ever, like, we don't, like, what's up? He like, well, you don't ever tell me, ask me what, like, to do stuff. I'm like, I'm not the type of female, like, I feel like that's materialistic when, not necessarily materialistic, but I'm not the type to always just be like, oh, let's go here, let's go eat this, let's go do that, let's go buy that, because I don't want you to think that I'm just using you or, you know, thinking that, you know, it's for your money or anything like that. So I try not to steer my conversations to anything pertaining to that. I try to keep it, you know, let's chill, let's get to know each other, let's go to a museum, free stuff. I don't want to, you know, but so that's how we ended. Like, he felt like I was doing the extras. I'm like, whatever. But when I seen him in the club, I'm thinking he about to be like, this bitch, she crazy. Like, like, deuces. So he comes up, he like, hey, what's up? Like, when you gonna give me a second chance?
Hey, and I was in the corner like, hey. I was like, who that little dark dude over there rubbing on Destiny?
I was like, whoa.
Ooh. Me and my homegirl was really like, ooh, look at him. Pause your story. As she's getting her Mac on, well, not getting her Mac on. Well, as dude is trying to get his Mac on my friend, like, as he's doing that, I'm talking, me and the homegirl Kirsten, shout out to Kirsten, we checking you out with your situation, like, oh, look at Destiny. Oh, look at this. We just grabbed her. We, you know how girls do. I get bumped in the club by this big security guard. Now, mind you, when me and my girls went out last week on Sunday, I shouldn't have just said that on air because I do have a job. But anyways,
AKA somebody lied to get off work.
So last Sunday, we go to this day club and we're partying, we're having a great time. And we're at the same venue, same security team, same everything. I'm in the club doing my famous two-step, just doing this. I'm doing this or whatever, and I just get bumped. Like, he just throws my whole, like my whole wave off. Like, he just throws me off, and then the bump is so aggressive. I was just like, oh, my God. Can't say nothing. I was finna say something to him last week on Sunday, but he moved off so much, I couldn't find him.
Right, right.
So as he talking to you, and you were saying you heard me and Kirsten, like, you heard Kirsten, like, no. Because I was finna say, I was walking behind him, like, this nigga got me fucked up. This is about the fourth or fifth time you done bumped me. Like, because he bumped me a couple of times.
Oh, shit.
What just happened? What just happened?
Okay. So look. Somebody just texted me like, oh, how can I listen to the show? And I was about to say, I'm on live. This is my little thing that I'm talking to, mind you, y'all. Ooh. I text him, I'm in love. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't mean that. Like, I'm not. Abort mission. No love.
Oh, Jesus. So, as he's talking to you, and he bumps me, and this is like the fourth time he did bump me. He bumped me twice at the day club, and twice when we was at Taco Tuesday. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like,
oh, he bumped you twice?
He bumped me twice.
Twice.
So, I couldn't do it no more. So, as you talking to old dude, I'm walking behind the security guard with my finger like, you motherfucker.
And you know Kirsten, what? Like, as old dude is like this, like, hey, baby, da da da. I hear it in behind me, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, I just hear a whole lot of commotion. And I didn't know what was going on because it's just, hey, when you going to give me another chance, baby? And I'm just like, what is that? No,
and I'm like, really going in on him, like, bruh. So, Kirsten stopped me. I didn't see him the first time. So then we in the club again, doing this right here. Okay. I'm doing that. And he's so goofy. And I see him. He walked straight. I grabbed this nigga.
I grabbed him. What if he like would have flashlighted you to death? You know how security guards are in the club. With that damn flashlight.
Like, what if he would have flashlighted?
He was so big, I would have been like, oh, this damn thing.
What if he would have
stop
bumping me. You keep bumping me.
And that was, ladies and gentlemen, when I turned around and I seen her like going off on the security guard. I'm like,
because it
was
just
never
so
take her nowhere. Like,
no, it's not that. I know how to conduct myself in a nice, orderly fashion of conduct. I know how to do that. But
no,
I'm not going
to
take.
Stop lying what? To the viewers. Like, you just know how to conduct your... Raylene, you be loud as hell. You be cackling. Like, I tell Raylene... Okay, like, this is how Raylene do. We'll be in, like, the bank or something. And it'll be somebody in there. And I'm a jokester. Like, I like to make jokes. That's what I do. I would tell her something like a joke. It'll be quiet as hell in the bank. And she just start busting up laughing. I'm just like, bruh. Way to draw fucking attention. Like... What are you doing? Like, or she'll come and she like, what? Or when it comes to her, her
attention span?
Hell no. Now that is short. I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking about when it comes to, what's the damn word I'm looking for?
What do I do so I can probably be able to get
like, it? Like, not customer service. Like,
how I talk to people?
Yes, bro. You be like so rude. Like, sometimes it'll be like,
really?
It'll be like, we'll go like to a window or something. They'd be like, oh, okay, hold on. She'd be like, what? What you say? What? I'd be like, they said, hold on. Oh, I didn't even hear. I'd be like, damn. Like, damn.
Oh, my God. Because a few people tell me that.
Like the
few
way that you
people
talk. Like, that's what it is. Like, your demeanor and your tone, it's real, like, and, like, hard. Like, you from the hood or something, and you from Carson.
I'm not from Carson. Why do you keep doing me like that? I am not from Carson. I just resigned in that city. Ain't nothing
wherever,
wrong with it.
Like they say, if you're not from the hood, then where your granny stay? And where does your granny stay?
In Carson.
Exactly.
Why you had to be like that, bro?
I'm just saying. She want to be from Crenshaw so bad.
I don't want to be from Crenshaw.
Yes,
no.
She does. She
no,
got
I
Crenshaw
don't.
Beanies, Crenshaw sweaters.
I just
she wants to be from
no.
Crenshaw.
I
really want to be from Crenshaw.
My brother played football for Crenshaw.
Really want to be from Crenshaw.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Why we whispering?
I don't know.
Nah, but the club experience was definitely interesting because. Me, I'm gonna let y'all in on something else. Like, when I'm out and stuff, like, I rarely get approached. Like, and I would tell my friends that, like, dang, like, dudes don't come up to me. Like, I don't know what it is. Is it my face? Like, am I ugly? Like, but I know I'm bomb. Like, I know I'm bomb, but in the moment, I'll be questioning. Like, damn, like, what's going on? So, it took me the Taco Tuesday to realize that my eyes are the window to the soul because every time I looked up and I was like, you know, making eye contact, their energy was just drawn to me. It was like, hi, what's your name? And I'm like, damn, like, this all I had to do was make eye contact with y'all because I used to be the type of person growing up, I didn't like making eye contact with people. Like, when it came to conversation, I would look at your nose or right above your lip or your chin or somewhere or in between your forehead, somewhere weird to where I did not want to look you in your eyes because I feel like I pick up on people's energy, bad energy, good energy, like so
weird energy.
Yeah, so sometimes it's like I don't want to see that. I don't want to, you know, I don't even want to attract it because there are energy leechers out here, people that they look at you and they be like, ooh, like they're drawn to whatever you have and they just leech onto that. And it makes, in turn for me, draining. It makes me really drained. Like, so I try not to, you know, look as many people in the eye. So that particular night, it was like, wow, this is like every time I look up and I, soon as me and a dude made eye contact, it was like, and I'm just like, wow, like, my energy is really, my presence is really heavy, and it's really, like, when you, and it took for me, like, people used to tell me that, like, my presence when I walk into a room, like, it's known, like, sometimes. I really never noticed that until that night, because, like I'm saying earlier, like, when you have fear and doubt, I was doubting myself and my ability to be able to connect with other people based on, you know, making eye contact and drawing them in.
Yeah.
And I also get all the time that I be having, like, the resting bitch face, or, like, people can't read me. So I've been working on that.
It's really hard to read you, bro.
Yeah. I've been working on, you know, really practicing my facial movements and really exuding the energy on the outside just as much as I have on the inside. Like, showing you that. Like, usually I'll be like...
And it's so irritating.
And it feels like I'm smirking. It feels like I'm smiling. I'm happy. But other people, they'll be like, what's wrong? Like, are you okay? My mom, she does that the most. And it's to the point where it irritates me. I'd be like, it's just my face, mom. It's nothing wrong with me. Like, I'm fine. I'm not depressed. I'm happy, healthy. Like,
you can't tell.
I guess it's the Scorpio in me. It's just that mysterious nature that I have about me that, you know, you're not able to read me. And that's a quality that I have. I'm a human lie detector. I'm able to read the hell out of people. Like, I pick up on energy so quick. Like, you don't even have to say a word. And I already feel your vibe. I already feel your frequencies. And it's really interesting once you are aware of energy. Because
for real,
I haven't always been like this. And looking back on my life and reflecting, like, dang, like, I really was just going through life. Like,
you really
and
were.
Certain
we
situations
really
and certain scenarios that I think about, like when they say that term elephant in the room, like, that's heavy energy. That's that thick energy that you could cut it with a knife, like, seriously. But it took for me to reflect back on past situations to where, like, damn, like, that's what was going on. Or that person, that I knew, I felt their energy was off. Like, it's always interesting.
For real.
Topic or dynamic to be able to look back.
Absolutely.
Reflect on your life. I don't know about other people, but I'm always reflecting on my life, because in order to prosper and elevate, you have to be able to reflect on the past. You can't run from your past. It's a part of you.
For real.
That's why a part of my lifestyle is closure. Because I reflect so much back on my past. If I didn't have closure, it'll hurt me. It'll make me, you know, feel angry or feel sad or certain, you know, emotions. Like, when I reflect back on my bad past and stuff, I don't feel, like, I used to be angry. Like, exes who did, like, bad things to me or people who did bad things to me, I would feel angry. Now reflecting, I laugh about it because, like, I've grown so much from that person who allowed that person to do bad things to me versus the person now who don't take no shit.
Okay. That's how I am. I just feel like there's a couple more doors I need to really
slam
and seal and
key.
Throw the key in the ocean. And that's just as far as, like, people.
Right.
But other than that, it's so many people I done laughed about and just been like, dang, I was stupid, or dang, like, that don't even make me mad no more. Like, I really don't care about that. Like, I don't judge what that person did off to the next person.
Right.
Every person is different that come into your life. They're either a blessing or a lesson.
True.
And at the end of the day, how I look at it is just this. It is life. You
life.
Stuff is going to happen. It's a part of life. Like, you either going to, you know, go through something really good and that person gonna be with you, or you not. Or in everything that you do, it's life. Things is gonna happen, and at the end of it all, you just gotta live yours. You only got one life to live.
That's
and life
true.
Is like a coin. You could spend it on anything you wanna do. Go wherever you wanna go with that coin. Do whatever what you wanna do with that coin, but you can only spend that coin once. You can only spend it once. And I read that in a book that I'm reading now, but the book melted, and I ordered a new one on Amazon, and it's called The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo, and he has little poems and passages that he's wrote, and he talks about his life story and how he got through life. And boy, when I tell you, there's some passages in there that made me really humble myself, and even kind of like somewhat brought tears to my eyes, because of what he said, it brings back a moment in my life. I could just feel
yourself in that
back
time,
in that time, and feel the emotion that I was going
That's
through.
I love reading, and I recommend people to read.
It just helped me realize, like, okay, really, not everything needs this. For a whole past week, I've been doing really good at work. Like, I ain't really been, like, getting riled up or getting into anything with anybody. Like, I've really been practicing that, because I told myself not everything needs a reaction, Raylene. And
definitely,
I've built up this hardcore shell on the outer. It's okay. I'm not gonna like dim that all the way down, but I could kind of like smooth it out. Like,
yeah, definitely. Not everything needs a reaction.
You know, like, I can still be that, but I don't have to show it. Like, I can do other things to let that be known instead of you, like, how you, like, I don't know. Like, I just kind of feel like that goes with me being picked on all my life and people talking about me, too. Like, I had to build that, and I felt like I built it excessively.
Yeah, same with me. And now you're just, no,
like, this. Stop. Like, yeah, and it's that.
That's
so,
how I was. And it took for me to really...
I'm at that point
And it's not even just bullied. If you think about it in your whole, like, life, that's what creates a person, like, their family, like, certain people. You know, it's all... Friends, like, it's all a big pot of gumbo bullshit.
For pretty much.
That you just kick over because you done. Like, you just done attending to...
That BS.
The BS. You don't want it. You don't need it in your life.
And it's just like, I kind of...
It comes with humbling yourself.
Absolutely. It comes with a lot of that.
Humbleness, because me being a Scorpio, I'm very, like, I'll snap before I think. But I'm a great thinker.
Oh, everybody liking. Yay! The little hearts was popping up online.
Girl, you scared me.
I'm sorry. Like, that just moved me just to see all those hearts go up when we was talking. I was like, they liking what we talking about?
But no, when it comes to, you know, that whole pot of gumbo and your friends and your family affecting how you go throughout life, like, and that in turn, some people, they don't get the opportunity to be able to realize where their anger came from and how it came about, how they're,
because
you know,
it's
because that's a really great quality for you to have at a young age, to be able to identify the source of your issues. Like, you know what? I am snappy, because I had to make that realization about myself as well. Like, you know what? People tell me, like, you got attitude problem. Da, da, da. And I'm like, attitude? Like, what? But it comes from I'm so high and low. Like, sometimes I'll be super happy, super on point, super jolly. And then other times I don't want to say a word to nobody. Like,
yeah.
And other people, they'll be like, what's wrong with you? And I'll be like, what? Nothing's wrong with me. I'm fine. And that in turn creates my attitude, because it's like, you keep asking me what's wrong. Like, I'm fine. So I had to realize I had to find that balance. Like,
yeah.
And work, like I was telling y'all, work on my facial expressions and smile sometimes and not be all rusty, bitchy face.
Okay. And it's things of within everyone that we all have that we can all work on, and those are the characteristic flaws that people don't want to fix.
Mm-mm. They think it's
and
that's
I think
how
it's
I
okay.
am. I was born this way. This is me.
No,
it's not.
That's you can always do a little bit to change.
You can always
like
change.
I'm not change as a whole, but just change,
tweak
certain,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Just, certain things. Like, I notice I'm real nosy. I'm real nosy.
Nosy as hell.
Oh my god! Like he. Oh my god! He was like, you know what's so sad?
Who is he?
My friend. I can't, like,
because I know you ain't talking about me. When you said he, I'm like, oh, I know he, girl.
Okay, but he told me, a friend of mine told me,
but you say
he was telling
friend.
me. He told me, he was like, he told me it bothered him when we first, you know, was getting to know each other, but he said, I realized that was a part of who you are. He was like, because I noticed, he was like, not only did I do it with him, I did it to other people too. So he realized he wasn't just the only one.
What?
And then he said, Raylene, I know you know my code, even though I've never told you. I said, I do. I'm not even going to lie.
Nosy ass Raylene.
I'm so nosy.
You be looking. You one of them. Your eyes be hurting. You be cutting them so hard.
Like, and he catches me every
y'all,
time. Because
you cutting them so hard to the corner, you ain't got a chance to. They stuck. You like, oh, shit, he saw me. What?
and he catches me every time, like, oh my god,
that's crazy.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that was funny. That was real funny. Okay, y'all, you guys can go ahead and tell us how we did today on this freelance show of The Perspective. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram, @ The Perspective. Also, please be sure to follow me, Raylene Inez, with two Z's on Instagram, one Z on Twitter, Raylene Inez with one Z at the end, and Ray Rosé, three A's on Snapchat. Destiny, go ahead and tell them where they can find you at.
You can find me at Destiny Denise with three E's on the end at Instagram. I'm going to spell it for y'all because it's Destiny with a Y, not an I, not an E, not two E's, and then Denise. Three E's on the end, D-E-N-I-S-E-E-E. Then Destiny Denise on the Snapchat with two E's on the end. Same way, Destiny with a Y, and then Denise with two E's on the end. Boom. Twitter, same thing. Destiny Denise, two E's. Almost forgot. I'll be on Twitter too. Tweet me.
For real. We out. See y'all next week.
Bye.